He runs and laughs, goes, gets his bullets, come back, and he's like, again to me, I'm like, get him, JJ, get him. All of a sudden, somebody had enough and got up. And let me just tell you, he shot that little baby. So everybody in our house, all of us, have except for you,
yeah,
have went and got sufficient
supplies
for the next time.
Exactly.
And Phil said, we're sitting there on the couch, and he's like, before when we were talking about it, Josh had called us and showed us his supply that he has all ready for us when he comes and stuff, and Phil doesn't say much, and all of a sudden, about 2 hours later, he's sitting there out of the blue. He says, you know what? I'm still not shooting JJ and Emma. So that means Philip Jr. is on. It's on. And he won't shoot me, so it's on. Amen. Did y'all have a good holiday weekend and holiday season, Christmas, and New Year's? And we're thankful that today, starting off in New Year's, we get to come in and worship the Lord. What better way to start off our year? Amen?
Absolutely.
Amen. It's so exciting, and we just love the Lord. Just a couple of things. I should have wrote them down. I know it. We have Jesse DePlanis. He's going to be at the Bodkins campus this Saturday at 6:30. So that's his yearly. He comes yearly to Bodkins at the beginning of the year. And then mark your calendars. February 11th and 12th, there's going to be a marriage conference. We're going to bring you more details. We're trying to do some stuff, but we'll bring you more details. I'm not going to tell you what we're trying to do, because if it doesn't pan out, then nobody's frustrated or disappointed. But right now, it's at the Bodkins campus. It's going to be live. We've done the XO Marriage Conference, where we have streamed their live feed into here, and we're not going with the XO Marriage Conference this year. We're going to do it live. So it's going to be the pastors and some other people of Only Believe Ministries that are going to be doing the marriage conference.
Yes.
And boy, do we have enough to tell you for a lifetime.
Yes, we do.
I can't imagine Pastor Phyllis and Pastor Pete and what they have to say. Whew. But anyway, so mark your calendars for those. Oh, that's not mine.
Okay, very good. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and let the children go. I'm sure that they are ready to get back to their classes and have a good time. And then we're just going to look right here at the scripture for offering today, and it's going to be out of the book of Matthew, chapter 23. And in Matthew 23:23, it says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, like judgment, mercy, and faith.